Hey y'all, you are listening to Life in the Eyes of Bee Holmes, a podcast about relationships, growth, our spiritual journey, and whatever else the Lord gives. I just want to take the time to thank you for taking this journey with me as I live what I give and I give what I live. Now, I'm your host, Brittany Holmes. Hey y'all, welcome back to Life in the Eyes of Bee Holmes. I am so excited to be back with you on this week, and we are talking about working on ourselves. So, I want to pose a question. What broke you and your previous boyfriend or girlfriend up in the past? And if it wasn't a boyfriend and girlfriend or relationship and you were in the situationship club with me, then what made you stop talking to your situationship? What made y'all end? What made you say, okay, this is it. I'm done. Take the time to think about that, because I had to. And I want you to think, did you take the time to actually see how you could have been better, or if the breakup was one-sided, or if it just wasn't working because y'all both knew you weren't each other's forever? I found that it was super important to take time to see what issues or flaws you needed to work on before jumping into another relationship. And that's just taking the time to figure out what your flaws were in the relationship and working on those in your singleness. Because none of us are perfect. So we definitely have something we could be better at. And that's what I feel like when you say, okay, I'm ready to be married. That's what that is all about. You're making sure you are your best self for your future partner. You're not giving them the 16 and 21 year old you that wants to do whatever they want to do, and I'm always right. You're taking the time to work on you. So when y'all come together, y'all can be y'all best self. Okay. Sometimes though, it's not even things, that have to do with the other person that makes you be how you are, or etc. Some things are rooted from your childhood and what you've watched growing up. And I'll give you an example. Okay, your girl, me, has put up with some unnecessary baggage from guys. I would hold on to a relationship knowing good and well I deserve more, and I would cry my tears and still be right back. And that's because I saw my mom hold on to my dad for us, me and my sisters. They were married and she wanted us to have a two-parent household, and it just didn't pan out like that. And so when it came to a point where she couldn't take it anymore, and she was like, okay, God, I'm gonna head out. And she didn't use those words, but that's the word I'm gonna use today. When she got to her breaking point, when it came to a point where she was pouring out more than she was getting back, that's when she left. And I know my mom was married. She was in a whole marriage, but I equated that to my situationship. Like, I don't know what I was thinking, but you know, that's neither here nor there. So I just need y'all to mind y'all business and listen. But I had to learn how to work through not holding on to something that had ran its course, whether it was a day, a week, or a month. Not putting more energy into something than what I was given. I'm truly thankful I grasped that mindset, because it saved me a lot of wasted time. It took me a while to get there, but after I learned it, I gotta head out. I'm good. We good over here. And then another thing for me, I also had to grip the fact that everyone wouldn't walk out of my life like my dad. I'm not gonna get emotional. And that's an ongoing battle for me. But I can voice it. So I can be reassured every once in a while that it's not going to happen. I had to voice it to my boyfriend. So he could understand why I always say, start out how you gonna hold out and why being consistent is one of the things that's at the top of my list. I'm not making him pay for what my dad didn't do. But when he senses my worry, reassurance comes after because he knows. So what issues do you have that need to be worked through? It could be fear of abandonment. You could have horrible communication. You could be too petty. And there is a thing of being too petty. You can have insecurity issues. You could overcompensate in the relationship. You could focus more on pleasing your mate than actually working on your goals. You may not know what your purpose is. You may not fully love yourselves. The list goes on and on forever, but I want us to know it's important to work on yourself before you dive into another relationship. Don't mask your issues with a relationship. They are going to show up. Maybe not in your honeymoon phase, but they have a way of showing their face. Don't carry your old baggage into a relationship because it could be a great relationship. But they don't want to, well, not even they don't want to, they don't have the patience to tear down every picture and shelf and brick or plaster from the wall you created to keep yourself safe. Work through those things so when you do meet the person you presume is the one you want to be with for the rest of your life, you can voice the work you've already put in and they can be more understanding instead of having to jump through loops, circles, holes, everything to figure you out. Relationships can be healthy. You just have to put in the work. And what better time to do that than while you're single? So, what flaws or issues do you need to work on? It's a short episode today, guys, but I want to thank you for coming to sit with me as I live what I give and give what I live. Please like, comment, share, and subscribe. Until next time, bye, y'all.